You know, securing your financial stability and doing it fast, that's really the ultimate goal for any homeowner, right?
It really is.
But I mean, when you're dealing with the complexities of military life, all the frequent moves, the demanding schedules.
A typical paperwork-heavy refinance is just, it's often a non-starter.
You just don't have the time to wait.
And that time constraint is exactly why this specific tool exists. You shared some great resources focusing on the VA Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, or IRRL.
Which everyone just calls the VA Streamline Refinance.
Exactly. And we're going to do a deep dive on it using Maryland as our case study.
Maryland is the perfect lens for this. I mean, we're talking about huge military hubs, Fort Meade, Joint Base Andrews, the Naval
A
Academy.
massive community of veterans and active duty service members.
Right, who all rely on these kinds of efficient, low-friction financial programs.
So our mission today is to really pull apart why this program is designed to be so simple and fast. It's important to start with the core idea, though. This is not about getting a brand new loan. It's purely about optimizing the terms of a VA loan you already have.
So it's less of a huge transaction and more of a like a targeted software update for your mortgage.
That's a great way to put it. But before we jump in, we have to include the mandatory note from the sources.
Of course.
Actual loan terms, payments, APRs, all of that is going to vary based on your personal financial situation and, current market conditions.
So this is the big picture, but you absolutely have to get an updated loan estimate from a lender before you commit to anything.
Precisamente.
Okay, let's get into the Streamline Advantage. We've established this is only for people who already have a VA loan. What are the features that make it so low friction?
It really all comes down to risk. Since the original loan was already VA-backed and approved, the lender sees a lot less risk this time around.
So they don't have to put you through the ringer again.
Exactly. Most of that procedural burden that can take weeks of underwriting is just, it's removed.
And that translates into some massive advantages. The biggest time saver has to be the potential for no appraisal. That just bypasses a huge hurdle right away.
It does.
Yeah.
And think about what that really means. If you're refinancing in a, let's say, a volatile market, or you bought your home recently and aren't sure about the valuation, avoiding a new appraisal removes the risk that a low valuation could just kill the deal entirely. That's a huge protection for you.
That's a great point. A traditional refi hangs on that new valuation. Okay, what about the paperwork? The sources mentioned it was drastically reduced.
Yeah, in many cases, the program may require no income or employment verification.
Wow.
Think about what that means for an active duty service member. You don't have to go digging for recent pay stubs or verify your job stability.
Because the VA already presumes that stability since you're holding the mortgage.
Right. And that minimized underwriting is what really drives the faster closing times.
It sounds like the perfect tool for a borrower who just got surprise PCS orders and needs to lock in a fixed rate before they move.
That's a core use case. But while the speed is a huge part of it, the major structural benefit, when you think long term, is the ability to convert an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM, into a fixed rate mortgage.
That conversion has to be the most powerful stability tool in the whole program, especially for borrowers in high-cost areas like the DC Metro.
Absolutely. You're trading market risk for total predictability.
Which is critical when you're trying to manage finances over a long military career.
For sure. If you bought a 51 ARM near Joint Base Andrews 5 years ago, you're now facing a rate adjustment in a very uncertain market. The IRRL lets you lock in stability now.
Okay, if it's cutting all these corners, no appraisal, maybe no income check, it must have some pretty strict guardrails. What are the eligibility criteria?
They are tight, and that's by design. First, you have to already have a VA-backed mortgage. That's non-negotiable. Second, you need a recent, consistent record of timely mortgage payments. They aren't looking to refinance a loan that's already in trouble.
And the third one is what really makes this unique for military personnel, the occupancy rule.
This is the one that separates it from almost everything else. You must have previously lived in the home.
But current occupancy is not required.
It's absolutely not required. And that's a game changer. Think about it. You were stationed at Fort Meade, bought a house, lived there, then got PCS orders to Germany for 3 years.
And your Maryland home is now a rental property.
You can still use the IRRL to manage that asset from thousands of miles away. It makes managing long-distance real estate incredibly efficient.
Wait a minute. So if I don't have to live there now, and it's essentially an investment property, why is the lender so lenient?
Because the VA guarantee is still on the loan and you're not pulling cash out. The purpose is just to lower the rate or stabilize the term.
So the risk profile of the loan itself isn't really changing, or if anything, it's improving.
Exactly. And that leads directly to the program's conscience, the net tangible benefit requirement.
Net tangible benefit. Okay, for a borrower hearing that for the first time, what does the VA consider a clear win?
The VA mandates that the new loan must result in a clearly better financial position for you.
So like a lower monthly payment.
A lower principal and interest payment is the most common one. Also, reducing your total interest paid over the life of the loan, or that powerful switch from a risky ARM to a stable fixed rate.
So let's say I have a fixed rate at 4.0%, and the best I can get today is, I don't know, 3.9%. That tiny reduction might not pass the test.
It might not. The benefit has to be substantial enough to justify the transaction cost. It's there to protect you from churning your loan for no real reason.
Makes sense. It ensures the program is used for genuine financial improvement.
That's the whole point.
Let's bring this down to the street level, because the regional context and the sources for Maryland was really interesting.
Yeah, the geography really highlights the value. Take the Baltimore metro region. Property values there can vary, I mean, block by block.
Right, from a thriving neighborhood in Towson to a historic row house in the city.
So that no appraisal flexibility is huge. A veteran can get a better rate without worrying that some quirky, unpredictable valuation might derail the whole thing.
And then you contrast that with the Washington, D.C., metro area, Bethesda, Silver Spring, Upper Marlboro.
Very high cost area.
Where every fraction of a percentage point on your rate means hundreds of dollars a month.
In those markets, securing that long-term payment stability, that fixed rate conversion, is absolutely paramount for just staying affordable.
The sources even mentioned how this helps in more rural markets like the Eastern Shore or Southern Maryland.
Yes, in places like St. Mary's or Calvert counties, appraisal data can sometimes be inconsistent just because there are fewer comparable sales.
So the no appraisal option removes that uncertainty for someone stationed at, say, Pax River Naval Air Station.
You get to skip a potential headache and still lock in your future rate.
This all really hinges on knowing which tool to use, though. If you need speed and stability, IRRRL is the answer. But if you need to tap into your home equity, you've got to go a different route.
And that brings us to the crucial distinction. The VA IRRRL versus the VA cash out refinance.
Two totally different vehicles.
Completely different. The IRRL's purpose is structural improvement. The cash out's purpose is converting your home equity into cash.
Okay, so the line in the sand is clear. No equity withdrawal for the IRRL. But what's the practical trade-off? If I need, say, $15,000 for a home improvement and I have to use the cash out, what am I giving up?
You're trading speed for liquidity. The moment you decide to extract cash, the lender's risk profile changes. They're lending you more money now.
So they need more from me.
They need full documentation, full income verification, full credit review, and most importantly, a full appraisal is always required.
So the whole streamlined part is gone.
Completely gone. For a military family on a tight schedule, that cash out might mean waiting 45 to 60 days. The IRRL can often be done in 3 weeks or less. If time is your enemy, the cash out is a major setback.
So the rule is clear. IRRL is for refinement. The second you touch your equity, you're in the cash out lane with more time, more paperwork, and a mandatory appraisal.
And knowing that difference is what lets you choose the right path for your immediate priority.
So let's just quickly walk through the four-step process for the IRRL just to really hammer home the efficiency.
Sure. Step one is confirming eligibility. You have a VA loan, good payment history, and your goal meets that net tangible benefit test.
Then you have a refinance consultation with a VA-approved lender. After that, document submission, which is minimal.
Usually just a current mortgage statement, an ID, and your certificate of eligibility, which the lender often pulls for you.
Very little friction.
And that leads to the final step, disclosure and closing, which is just completed much, much faster than a conventional refinance.
Okay, so to synthesize all this, the VA IRRL is really built for current VA borrowers who put speed, stability, and efficiency above everything else.
Right. Potential for no appraisal, limited docs, and that powerful ability to switch from an ARM to a fixed rate. It's ideal for a place like Maryland.
But as you said, the efficiency doesn't mean you skip your due diligence.
Never. Always request personalized loan scenarios and that updated loan estimate. The market always has the final say on the terms you'll get.
Absolutely. So the IRRL is the refinancing refinement tool for Maryland's veteran and active duty community. Now that you're well-informed, you can really evaluate your own loan against your financial goals.
You know, we spent some time on how that one detail, that current occupancy is not required, really helps with the transient nature of military life.
Right.
So, since the IRRL prioritizes predictability and speed over accessing your equity, it raises a really interesting question for you to mull over. If you're an active duty service member using your former Maryland home as a rental property while you're stationed thousands of miles away, how does the ability to quickly refinance that property without ever needing to fly back for an appraisal or deal with full income verification fundamentally change how you manage your real estate portfolio from a distance? Think about the leverage that kind of stability gives you over that distance.